huge focus for us. And it's just not that college path. Could be, you know, your traditional four-year path, but your two-year tech school, your one-year programs at your tech schools, or, you know, a career path. And Southwest Tech, we received silver recognition for the second year in a row. Over 35% of our kids participated in some type of dual credit program through Southwest Tech. And we continue to climb. I think we're bronze the first year, then silver the last two, and we're continuing inching towards that gold. And then there's a platinum level too that we're just looking to achieve.
Thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us.
And best of luck to you guys. And thanks for coming in, Chelsea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clark and Nick Van Epps joining us along with Jeff Campbell, Riverdale District Administrator, on today's morning show.
Merry Christmas from all of us to you.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Joan Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. The update from ABC News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges now filed in New York against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where UnitedHealth was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News. Influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate on the verge of losing millions. A British court this morning ruling police can seize about $2.5 million from frozen bank accounts to cover years of unpaid taxes. The brothers face human trafficking charges in Romania. Some Walmart shoppers in Texas are shopping alongside store workers who are wearing body cams.
Walmart says that equipping its clerks with police-style body-worn cameras is a safety measure, not an anti-theft initiative. But the National Retail Federation has posted a video warning business owners.
The retail industry continues to contend with increasing levels of shoplifting and violence, often due to the involvement of organized retail crime groups.
The NRF has said that body cameras have helped to de-escalate tense situations between clerks and customers because people act differently when they know they're being recorded. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And the Milwaukee Bucks emerging as the winners of the NBA Cup, the NBA's midseason tournament. The Bucks beating the Thunder 97-81. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest continues this week. Here is the word today that can get you in the contest and get you some great prizes. The word is toy, T-O-Y, toy. So make sure you text that to 608-647-4155. Also, you can do that through the Civic Media app. Download that. Look for WRCO. And again, the key word this hour is toy.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Holiday season, make your home a winter wonderland without breaking the bank. It's 50% off all holiday decor now through December 24th. From twinkling lights and sparkling ornaments to wreaths and festive table settings, we've got everything you need to spread cheer. But hurry, these savings won't last long. Exclusions do apply. Shop today and save big on all your favorite holiday decorations only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
It's magic and memories, wonders and wishes, and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas. Many proclaim that Christmas is a mockery, a sham that celebrates peace in the very heart of war. They say we who celebrate it are hypocritical. It is easy to point at and criticize others, harder to search out the true meaning of what is being celebrated. The actual translation of peace on earth, goodwill to men, found in the Christmas story in the Bible, is peace on earth to men of goodwill. Peace, as history tells us, is not universal. The peace of Christmas is individually gathered. The peace of the single soul, the war seeks to devour the world, is the peace that far surpasses understanding. If we look to others to produce what we think we are owed, then we bark at the moon. Peace begins with each of us individually looking to ourselves as the fulfillment to benefit others. Christmas calls us to do that, not complaining about what others are doing or not doing to our world, but what we ourselves are doing to make peace real. That is the true song of Christmas. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, mostly cloudy, a high of 30, northwest winds at 5 to 13. Mostly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 18. Thursday, 30 with some periods of snow beginning by around 9 tomorrow morning, 1 to 3 inches through late afternoon. And for Thursday night, a low of 22 with an additional half inch to an inch possible. Friday, flurries early and a high of 27. East to northeast winds at 3, and we're up after the overnight low of 22 to the current reading on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, which is 24 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Wednesday, December the 18th.
She walks a velvet rope on hooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. She's on the rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Come out of a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky drop. Don't even know what she do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants. And I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Get to catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we'll leave it. Give me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home to. Drink every drop of Kentucky drop. Don't even know what she do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants. And I get to be what she wants to know.
Tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight.
on WRCO and WRCE. Well, another snowfall. You can track a cat. So we're down only 30 more snowfalls to go for this winter season. Although it's not officially winter till Saturday, but you know what I mean. Anyway, we started out at 34, down to 30 to go. Oh, okay. We're on the downhill side then, it sounds like.
Choo-choo train. Don't leave me sitting all alone at home on Christmas Eve. Santa said, no way, man, we gotta have your nose. Just show us all the way, just show us where to go. We got Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donder and Blitzen. We all going riding in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. We got some toys for the boys and girls all over the place. I got them stacked to the ceiling, got them sticking in the vision. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. For the boys and girls all over the place. Got them stacked in the ceiling, got them sticking in your vision. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
We love you, Santa.
Ah, choo-choo, Santa, choo-choo.
Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Yes, Hank Bray is coming down the trail here in his slippery shoes. He'll be in just a little bit. We'll play some Fact or Hanko today. Also, straight ahead, birthdays and anniversaries this morning at 7:21.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists in Boscobel.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Southwest Title extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Joanne made a mess.
And guess who had to clean it up?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, the coffee.
You're
the
a little, coffee. Late, little late getting in here today.
I had to clean up a mess, and Joanne made a mess. Henry had to clean it up.
I mean, driving here, you were a little later.
Joanne made a mess. Henry had to clean it up.
Oh, yeah, that she did beat you this morning, so.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, road's not so great, but not so bad.
Uh-huh.
So, very slick in some spots, very nice in others.
Tomorrow could be a little different story.
Very slick. Like. I don't think I'll make it in by 10 tomorrow, Phil.
You don't?
No.
Snow's not starting until 9, so if...
When, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, I want to let it snow and then make sure I can get here.
Oh, okay. That's good.
How was your trip last night?
Good thinking. Yeah, we had a good trip.
Good for you.
I did, me and the Vibe, to Mauston.
Yeah.
So,
what is that, about an hour?
Yeah, about an hour or by the time I got there. But
I was in Royal High School.
Yeah, I went right by Royal High School.
Oh, you did. You come that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of Elroy, you took a right and went into Mauston.
That's correct.
Were you behind me or did you go the other way home?
I went both ways this way. I used to always go Highway 58, you know. But knowing that it might snow and things like it's hilly and curvy, of course, 58, not real straight. So
when I was in Hillsboro, where were you at?
When you were in Hillsboro, I think I was just leaving Mauston High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so your game got done a little before mine.
Yeah, we had a running clock. So
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, those Bangor girls, boy.
Are they good?
Oh, boy, can they shoot the three.
Really?
At one time, the score was 15-11. Okay. About 2 or 3 minutes later, it was like 36-11. I mean, it was quick. I mean, I think one girl hit probably 4 or 5 threes in a row. Just unreal. And it's not high school threes. It's NBA threes. I mean, those girls will shoot.
Right.
Then they'll play good defense. And so
there have been some lopsided scores
so far
this year.
But a lot of teams still trying to find their feet.
I think so.
If you think about it, we're still just a month into the season.
I know.
So
4 month season.
And it's just one of those things where sometimes it takes a while for a team to catch up. I mean, I'm going to put Kickapoo Boys under the bus. You know, I had them at the scrimmage in basketball. They didn't look all that well. You know what I mean? But I had them the other night. They look pretty good. So, you know, it takes a while for these kids to come together. And especially if you have new coaches or a new offense you're running, it takes a while.
Right. So. Yeah, the 81-82 Bulldogs never made it back. But, you know, sometimes teams do.
Yeah.
So got off to a slow start and kept it still there. Yeah.
Well, at least you're consistent.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be that up and down pace. Hey, we're going to play right here the whole game.
Yeah.
Phil needs a starter. We're going to play right here.
Even keel.
Did you start with basketball?
Yeah, I started back when I was in seventh grade.
Did you?
No.
Now?
Once in a while.
Good for you.
About halftime my senior year. Yeah. Once in a while.
At halftime you started?
Yeah, I started. And I'll tell you, in warm-ups I was awfully good, too. Boy, I could come out, and look good.
You look good.
Back then, you know, you had the pulled-up socks. Socks all the way up to the knee.
Were they purple rings on them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right at the top.
Short shorts.
Short shorts, yep. And
basically wore Speedos.
Almost. Yeah. And then a kind of a really tight top, too.
Yeah, and you wanted the tighter the better back then.
Right. I got my uniform. They had an auction or like a fundraiser many years ago, and they were selling uniforms and things like that. So I found my number for football and for basketball. And my basketball jersey, I don't think it would fit my G.I. Joe doll. Like, what?
The G.I. Joe still stayed. Yeah. He stayed in shape, too, didn't he?
He has, yeah. He's pretty buff.
Oh, boy.
What do you do, Hank?
You know what? You just enjoy the time, buddy.
You got to do that. And somebody called in and asked me, they said, you give Hank a factor, Hanko. So I said, okay. I will. So Dasher is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's father.
That is true.
Hmm. Nope. Sorry.
It's not.
No, that's Philo. I was trying to come up with that.
It's a Philo.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's dad is Donner So that's according to the...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Claymation 1964 film about Rudolph.
Donner.
Donner.
All right, not Dasher.
Nope. Donner and Mrs. Donner's son is Rudolph.
Okay.
There you go.
I would be Dasher. Just do you have any more?
Dashing.
Phil?
No.
You have Philo or...
No, I'm spent. That's all I have.
I'm Ofer. And I'm an Ofer.
Yeah. Hank is the smartest man in all of Arkansas.
When I'm not there. All right. Here we go, Phil. A couple of them. Fact or Hanko?
All right.
Finish all the food on your plate when dining in Saudi Arabia. If you don't want to insult your waiter.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is a bunch of Hanko. It is rude to eat all of your food on your plate in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis want you to want to feel their guests are too full to clean their plates.
Oh.
So they'll keep serving you more until a small amount of food is left on their plate.
Oh, I see.
Arabian good. Bites.
Good idea. Wonder what kind of food it is.
I hope it's not Taco Bell.
I'm sure it isn't.
The Baby Ruth candy bar was named for former President Grover Cleveland's daughter Ruth, not legendary baseball star Babe Ruth.
That's absolutely true.
Well, Phil, you know what? You are right. In 2006, Baby Ruth became the official candy bar of the Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's a little confusing, but yeah, it was Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth.
Yep.
Baby Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth Bar.
Remarkably, the name Obama means little chief in Japanese.
I think that's false.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko.
That's Hanko.
Obama means little beach in Japanese, so maybe the name mirrors his relaxed personality. Life's a beach.
Life's Barack. A beach. All right.
The iPhone feature name drop part of iOS 17 poses a serious privacy threat as it can share all your data when passing an iPhone user.
Huh.
So the new iPhone features has a feature of name drop. So which means if I'm looking for your name and you have your contact shared, I can drop by and find out your name.
Okay.
Okay. Poses a serious privacy threat as it can share with all your data with all your data at any passing.
I don't think so.
No. This is not serious. Name drop allows the secure sharing of contact info only when users intentionally initiate it. This means it doesn't just happen without consent.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of scary.
Oh, yes.
But it wouldn't surprise me if somebody came up with something.
It'll happen.
It will happen.
All these
not just with an iPhone either, with any phone.
All these new things, you know, X instead of Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Blue Sky?
I don't know what Blue Sky is.
Blue Sky,
is.
All of a sudden, it's like, but they have sign up for Blue Sky. What is that?
Instagram, Snapchat, and I'm not on any of them.
No, man.
I don't even care anymore. So,
I have my VHF antenna and my flip phone, and I'm good to go, man.
Yeah, Phil needs flip phone.
Phil
needs scoreboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. According to Esquire magazine, Henry is the only man. No, I'm sorry. According to Esquire magazine, the actor George Clooney refuses to work with fellow star Russell Crowe after Crowe publicly called Clooney, Robert De Niro, and Harrison Ford sellouts.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is. It's a critical crowing.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
Here's something from the homeland.
Okay.
Fried dill pickles first became popular during the California Gold Rush of 1849, when miners panning for gold needed a quick and cheap meal to fry over an open fire.
I'm going to say that's false.
It's false.
Hanko.
It's a Hanko. To promote the dill pickle plant in Atkins, Arkansas, the Duchess Drive-In owner, Russell Fat Man Austin, came up with the idea of serving fried dill pickles to the pickle plant workers and tourists for the first time in 1960. Burnell made fried pickles a big deal.
Big deal. I really was not aware of fried pickles, I would say, probably till the last, I don't know, maybe 30 years.
Really?
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, they're really good.
Well, they are. June likes them. She'll order them if we're out. You know, I could... I'll take a couple.
Have you ever
bites.
Had fried dill pickled like French fries? They look like French fries. Oh, very good.
Are those good?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Have you ever been to...
Hooters? Yes, I have.
Hooters?
Yeah, Hooters used to have them.
I wasn't going there.
Oh, my bad. they have great hamburgers.
In Arkansas, the Burnell Fat Man Austin's Drive-In.
No,
I haven't been there. Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you know, it also has pretty good fried pickles, though.
Well, the Phoenix.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you and I ate helpings of them down there. They're very good.
Right.
Long as Greg's cooking them, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. In January of 2024, a rocket was launched into space carrying George Washington's DNA.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I don't know. It's so weird, I'll say it's true.
See, it's like, yes. A rocket launched with the hair samples of former presidents George Washington, JFK, and Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the Star Trek cast. Problems prevented the spacecraft from completing its mission. Beat them up, Scotty.
Oh, that's man. Why?
Exactly.
Our tax dollars at work. Maybe, right?
Well, you know what? Your radio dollars at work.
Yeah, right.
Trying to find that stuff, Phil, it's tough to do on some days.
I know. Well, you went out of your way again today. Out of your way.
Are you talking about the Atkins or Hooters? I don't know. The restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you ever been to have you ever been to Fuddruckers?
No.
A lot of them are closing, but they have really good. But they're so expensive, you can't afford to go in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
So.
No, I have not. So,
and today is Wednesday.
Yes.
Guess what's going on at the Christie Sunnyside?
You tell me.
Pulled pork tacos.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So, very good.
You'll be down there when they start serving, probably, won't you?
Well, I'm going to go rummage through their trash for yesterday's throwouts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so,
a little hungry, huh?
Not really, but it smells good. All right, buddy. I hope you have a great day and be kind.
That's all, Hank, here on WRCO. Our birthday and anniversary salutes will be coming up next.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Help
This day in history, in 1892, Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker was performed publicly for the first time. 1917, Congress passed the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. In 1957, the film Bridge on the River Kwai premiered on New York. It became a box office smash eventually. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday on the 18th of December to Sky Brush. Have a great day. And also to Harley Smith from your friends at Richland Primary School. Happy birthday, Haley Connor from Lori and the Guys. To Jill Kretz, love Mom, Dad, and Easton. Happy birthday, Amelia Shannon from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Jay Knabel from Bob and Heidi Shear. Greetings going out from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions on the 18th of December to Ian Sear, also Michaela Hoffman and Ted Johnson, Jane Kinney, Dustin Myers, Jenny Victoria, and Trevor Venglish. Happy birthday on a Wednesday from RC Lions to Amelia Shannon and Jeremy Husnick. Happy birthday, Cindy Brooks, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Nellie Sapek and Amelia Shannon. And happy anniversary this week to the Youngs, to Michael Young from his better half, Chris, 48. So we salute them today on the radio. Congratulations.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Happy birthday, Jay Knabel, today from your niece, Nancy. Best wishes, Jay. If you missed it, the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text-to-Win Contest word to text this hour is TOY, T-O-Y, TOY. So get that done, 608-647-4155. You can text it to that line or through the Civic Media app and to be a part of the, hopefully, the big winnings. And then to remember your old buddy, Phil, when you win, too. That'd be awesome. Anyway, Joanne has the news coming up next. We hope you have a great Wednesday.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 24 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool with a low of 18. Our low this morning, 22. We're back up to 24 degrees in Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Officials provided more information on Tuesday in the Abundant Life school shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said investigators are working to verify a document some on social media are referring to as a manifesto written by the shooter, a 15-year-old female student. Barnes said the process for doing that includes looking at original documents that may have been taken from the suspect's home, looking at information that may be on laptops or on computer to determine if the document originated from the suspect. Barnes also clarified that the original 911 call came from a second grade teacher, not a second grade student. Monday's shooting at the private K-12 school on Madison's east side killed three, including the shooter. Chief Barnes said identifying a motive is their top priority. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of victims of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting. As a 45-minute press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed for victims' names. The mayor said it was none of the reporters' business who was harmed. She asked for some human decency and respect for the people who lost loved ones or were injured themselves or whose children were injured. The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support. You can contribute to the recovery fund by texting HELP4ALCS to 40403. Wisconsin's electoral votes are cast for Donald Trump. Republican electors were in a congratulatory mood at the Capitol Tuesday. State Party Chair Brian Schimming credited the party's effort to support President-elect Donald Trump, giving a Republican the win here for just the third time since 1980, calling it a historic moment for Wisconsin. Former Governor Tommy Thompson credited the president-elect for listening to his advice on how to win in Wisconsin. Thompson, Schimming, and eight other Wisconsin Republicans cast the state's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump for president and J.D. Vance for vice president. The action was in contrast to 2020, when a slate of Republicans also met at the Capitol to vote for Trump, despite his loss in the state to President Joe Biden. That controversial move is the subject of ongoing action in the courts. A semi-crash last Friday resulted in injuries. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Friday morning at approximately 10:55, a semi driven by T. Spoolstra, 26 of Brandon, was traveling east on U.S. Highway 14 and failed to stop for a red light at the intersection of County Highway 0 and 14. A vehicle driven by Tara Weitzel, 46 of Richland Center, and another vehicle driven by Nicolette Wallace, 40 of Hillsborough, were traveling parallel to each other on County Highway 0, turning left to go west on U.S. Highway 14, when the semi failed to stop and crashed into both vehicles in the intersection. After impact, the Weitzel vehicle came to rest facing north in the westbound lane on 14, and the Wallace vehicle came to rest in the eastbound lane facing east. Both Tara Weitzel and Nicolette Wallace were transported to the Richland Hospital for apparent non-life-threatening injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, and multiple units from Richland EMS. The Richland Community Food Pantry at the Lighthouse Chapel will be open regular hours today from 4 to 5:30. However, please note, due to the Christmas and New Year holidays, there will be no distribution on Wednesday, December 25th or January 1st. The pantry will be open, however, between Christmas and New Year's on Friday, December 27th from 4 to 5:30. The first day of winter is this Saturday. While winter is close, there is still a lot of electrical construction going on in Richland Center. Richland Center Utility Manager Scott Gauld says Frontier is working on a complete overbuild for the city's fiber line. Frontier is currently working on its distribution lines. Due to the overbuild project by Frontier, residents will notice a lot of flags in their yards for underground boring. He also alerts all residents to the fact that all electric meters will be replaced as they have reached their end of life. Utility workers will be on residents' property to convert electric meters. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood platelets this month. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Two opportunities will be held this week to bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwak. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Attending local festivals and events is an exciting way to celebrate the holiday season. Many retailers turn to these events and set up temporary pop-up shops or booths to sell their merchandise. This gives shoppers the opportunity to browse unique holiday gifts and other merchandise in person. The Better Business Bureau receives complaints each year about temporary retail locations and pop-up shops. Consumers report everything from poor quality merchandise to online purchase scams when ordering from pop-up retailers' website. They also report having difficulty obtaining refunds after temporary stores have closed their doors. Pop-up shops can be fun, but keep the following BBB tips in mind if you choose to buy from one of them. Ask how long a store will operate. If you are buying from a seasonal store, ask whether it will be open after the holiday and whether it will accept returns when the season is over. If not, consider buying elsewhere or taking more time to be sure the item is exactly what you want before making the purchase. Review purchase policies. Determine the company or vendor's refund and return policies before you buy. If pop-up shops cannot offer concrete commitments on how they will handle any potential problems you may have with your products or services, reconsider doing business with them. Be careful when placing orders. If the pop-up shop offers to place a special order for an item you're looking for, take extra steps to ensure it's legitimate. Pay attention to quality. Occasionally, pop-up sells counterfeit products, so be cautious when purchasing designer goods or the latest must-have gifts. Know the terms of any product or service guarantees. If you are purchasing anything that comes with a manufacturer's warranty, ask how you will be able to get the product serviced if needed. Guard your personal information. For small items, you might be better off paying in cash so you don't have to share any personal information. Consider whether the gift is for a hard-to-please recipient. If you are planning a gift for someone who might need or want to return it, consider buying from a retailer with a long-standing business, strong reputation, and well-established return policies.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Wednesday, December 18th. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsborough, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsborough. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsborough. Burial will be in Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsborough. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough is assisting the family of Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsborough. Rod Gilman, 76 of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman, 76 of Parker, Arizona. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News on RCO-FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new wildfire prompting evacuations overnight in Southern California. This one burning about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. The Franklin Fire near Malibu continues to burn as well. Still looking for answers as to why in this week's Madison, Wisconsin school shooting. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Investigators digging through the shooter's digital footprint, discovering posts made in the minutes before the shooting. James Smith's daughter is a junior at Abundant Life. He says it's a refuge for many students who struggle at other schools.
Those who have been disenfranchised or bullied in other situations and saying, well, you can find love here. You can find acceptance.
Terrorism and murder charges now filed against suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione in New York. House Speaker Mike Johnson out with a short-term government spending bill that would extend government funding through March 14th and allows for the first inflationary pay raise for members of Congress since 2009. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversation.